Maybe you're a Job. Maybe you did it all right. Maybe you drew close to heaven and all hell broke loose because you drew close to heaven. Think about this for a minute. Why was Job picked? Because he was doing it right. What kind of motivation is this? Well, you got 100 on your test. Whack! Job was doing great. He was blowing the curve for the rest of the class, and he's the one got in trouble. So let's talk about this. We tend to avoid this topic because we have natural piety that kick in. We want to protect God. We want to leap in there and say, oh, no, or, God answered your prayers, he just said no. Or, God has a great and mighty plan for the reason your child's dying of cancer, and God's going to use this for his glory. Yeah, that's what every parent wants to hear. If you're thinking, wow, why did Patrick get so bitter? I'm just speaking for you what I've heard hundreds and hundreds of people say. I get about 100 emails a day, and half of them are laced with pain. I don't mind it. Send yours as well. God's big. He can take this. There are days where I may wait a day or two before I answer you. But we'll work with it. And my answer may end up being like Job's answers, when God answered him, which he didn't. I've heard Bible teachers, people that are allowed loose, people that are allowed to drive cars and eat with forks, say, God gave him back twice as many of everything that he had lost. Oh yeah, if I have 2 kids and they die horribly, and then I get 4 kids, I'm cool. Really? Don't pretty this up. There are some things that are not pretty. This is one. Could it be that God included the stories of Jacob wrestling with God and Job in trouble and David wanting to draw near to God and doing it all wrong? Do you think he might have put those in there for a reason? Could this not be normative for us? We think perfect and natural and healthy is normative. That's the way it should be. We have so many blessings. We would make King Louis XIV, the Sun King of France, blink at the riches we've got. And if you've been to Versailles, you might think I'm exaggerating here. No, King Louis, with all of his riches, could not have had a banana in March. You can, for pennies.